Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee are questioning Judge Amy Coney Barrett for another day as part of her confirmation process for the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Barrett was pressed on whether she thought the president could disobey a Supreme Court decision.
Like nominees before her, Judge Amy Coney Barrett has tried not to let on about how she may decide any given case. Under questioning from Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, she said she couldn't offer a view about whether the president has an absolute right to pardon himself. And as for whether the president has to abide by the court's decisions, she said,
"The Supreme Court can't control whether or not the president obeys. Abraham Lincoln once disobeyed an order during the Civil War of a circuit court. So a court can pronounce the law and issue a judgment, but it lacks control over how the political branches respond to it."
The questioning will continue for the rest of the day. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The high-stakes hearing being held against the backdrop of dueling presidential town halls this week. President Trump and his Democratic rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, are hosting competing events tomorrow. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports the candidates were originally scheduled to spar in their second presidential debate tomorrow night.
The second presidential debate was canceled after President Trump objected to the virtual format announced by the Commission on Presidential Debates. The decision came days after Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. On Thursday, Trump will host a town hall with voters in Miami. Biden will hold a town hall in Philadelphia. NBC News, which is hosting the Trump town hall, says participants will be required to wear facial coverings during the event. The Biden campaign is expected to take similar precautions. The third and final presidential debate will take place in Nashville on October 22nd. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Virginia is the latest state to be forced to extend its deadline for registering to vote in next month's election because of technical problems. Whitney Evans of Member Station VPM in Richmond reports of federal judges ordering the Commonwealth to give voters more time.
An outage knocked out the Department of Elections website Tuesday, the last day residents could sign up to vote. It happened after someone struck a fiber optic line when they were digging in a Richmond suburb. Advocates took Virginia elections officials to court Wednesday, arguing almost a day of registrations were lost due to the outage. The new deadline is Thursday, the 15th at 11:59 p.m.
That's VPM's Whitney Evans reporting. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 114 points at 28,566. The NASDAQ was down 102 points. S&P's down 20. You're listening to NPR News. Germany plans to put aside more than half a billion euros in coronavirus relief funding for about 240,000 survivors of the Holocaust. A New York-based conference on Jewish material claims against Germany, which negotiates compensation with the German government, says elderly survivors live worldwide and they'll receive assistance over the next 2 years. The group says many Holocaust survivors struggle financially and have suffered significantly during the pandemic. The World Bank plans to spend $12 billion to help people in developing countries buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines and therapeutics. In Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports the World Bank aims to support the vaccination of up to a billion people who otherwise could not afford it.
The World Bank has a $160 billion plan to help developing countries fight the COVID-19 pandemic. This $12 billion is specifically aimed at ensuring citizens in developing countries have fair and equal access to safe and effective vaccines. World Bank President David Malpass says this is key to altering the course of the pandemic and to help poor countries recover. Health experts say rich and poor countries alike must have access to preventive vaccines to crush the coronavirus, which has killed more than 1 million people worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Wells Fargo is reporting that it posted a $2 billion profit in the latest quarter, reversing significant loss from the second quarter. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.